Theodore Geisel, the children's book author known as Dr. Seuss, was born 100 years ago today. He lived 87 years and taught millions of children to love the sound and sight of words. Teachers and celebrities will dress up like the Cat in the Hat. Many people will be reading Dr. Seuss aloud. Also wanting to do something special, Morning Edition invited some of the author's best-known beasts to an exclusive party to toast their creator.
On the 2nd of March in the hills of Nanup, every who's a who down in Whoville shows up. The autograph seekers have lined up in clumps with the Sneetches and Snubs and the Wockets and Wumps. The red carpet is teeming with top paparazzi, and the whole place is done up quite rotsamatazzi. Here comes the Lorax from forestry school, with a fish that he'd caught in McGilligut's pool. Behind him, Sam I Am steps through the chain, with the green eggs and ham he refused on the train. Then the Grinch, with his world-famous Great Grinchy sneer, and Horton the Elephant, with specks in each ear. Then Redfish, and Bluefish, and not to be lazy, Thidwick the Moose carries Daisy Head Maisie. But the cat, where's the cat? Is he stuck in L.A. with his agents and lawyers and pipers to pay? He's finished Cat 1 and is filming Cat 2, but just then his limousine pulls into view.
I am here, have no fear, says the Cat in the Hat. I was never not coming, it was never not that.
Then the Cat in the Hat, with a wink of an eye, holds a glass of red bezel nut juice to the sky.
May I say, says the cat, we are here to salute you, dear doctor. We hope you are near on your 100th birthday. We give thanks to you for your troubles in getting to Solosalu, for the green grickle grass that is here for us all, for a person, no matter how small. For the Fox and the Grox and the Grinch each December, oh, the places you took us we'll always remember.
We celebrate all of the stories we've had when the worst things we knew really weren't that bad. 100 years later, a gift for all time. When reason was lost, Doctor, you gave us rhyme.
A birthday card on the centennial of Dr. Seuss. The verse was written by Hart Seeley, a reporter with the Syracuse Post-Standard. It was read by David Paglin. Text of the poem and information on birthday celebrations are at npr.org.